Lord tells us in the gospel today that we must be ready. And to be ready for his return, he says, gird your loins and light your lamps. This girding of the loins refers to how we need to keep control of the lusts of the flesh and how we need to avoid sins of fornication, adultery, sins of impurity by oneself, and all of the indecent movies and music and images that are out there on the internet. And so he says, gird your loins, meaning to control the lusts of the flesh in particular, but in a general way, it means keep the commandments and avoid doing evil. But our Lord wants us to do more than that, more than just avoiding evil. And so he says, light your lamps. And so this refers to all of the good works that we should perform, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, the virtues that we should practice, faith, hope, and charity, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And one who performs the corporal and spiritual works of mercy and practices these virtues is like a light to the world. Just as our Lord says, our light should shine before men. And so he says, if we do these things, we will be like servants who are awaiting their master's return from a wedding. And now our Lord, right now, is taking part of the wedding feast, the banquet in heaven, the heavenly banquet. And when he comes back from that, when he returns from that to take our soul, we need to be these servants who are ready for his return. Ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. And now the knocking at the door, our Lord, when he is knocking at the door, when you are undergoing a long sickness, you know, that could be fatal, or perhaps just simply old age, is our Lord knocking at the door, meaning death is around the corner. And so if our loins are girt and our lamps are light, we will be ready to open immediately. And see, there's a difference between souls and their disposition when there is this knocking at the door, when death is around the corner. Some souls rebel, and they start to grapple and at the bed and everything, and they want to hang on to life, and they fight death coming. And the world even tells us today that that's a good thing, that that's valiant, or look at how strong they are. No, that's wrong. Okay, the valiant soul is the one who is ready for death. He has his loins girt, and his lamp is alight, like the saints, and they approach death with peace and joy, and they are ready to embrace our Lord when he comes. This is what we should strive to do. And so our Lord says, blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Blessed are they. They are filled with joy. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself. You see, the soul that has girded his loins and lit his lamp in this world out of love for God, God will return love for love. And so he says, amen, I say to you, he will gird himself. Have them recline at table. This refers to the eternal rest that awaits the just. He will have them recline at table, resting from all of their labors. All of the tears, all of the struggles come to an end, and there will be rest. And our Lord will proceed to wait on them, meaning he will fill them with every heavenly and spiritual delight. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Now, these three watches refer to the three periods of our life, that of youth, adulthood, and old age. Now, our Lord makes no mention of the first watch, because children who haven't reached the age of reason or are baptized, there's no need for them to be watchful and vigilant. They're in the state of grace. And even those youth who have committed sins because of their foolishness or the ardor of their passions, those can easily be forgiven if they make an act of sincere contrition. But notice our Lord does mention the second and third watch, those Christians who are adults or elderly, that is, those who should already possess the wisdom of God and be filled with virtue. He says, and should he come in the second or the third watch, you adults and elderly who are more responsible, if he should find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. So let's heed our Lord's words and be prepared, gird our loins by observing the commandments and light our lamps with good works and be ready for our Lord's return. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Christus.